This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The U.S. Meat Export Federation is urging the U.S. Trade Representative to review access issues in Africa and the Caribbean. We'll have more right after this.
Rascal Flatts, live. August 12th, 8 p.m. at Iowa State Fair Grandstand.
I like the sound of that.
Country music's greatest vocal group, Rascal Flatts. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and at the Iowa State Fair ticket office.
Ready for some summer nights, come on.
Rascal Flatts live.
The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative is currently conducting its annual review of the African Growth and Opportunity Act, which provides favorable access to the U.S. market for products from some 30 African nations. However, some of those nations, South Africa and Nigeria in particular, maintain significant trade obstacles for U.S. red meat. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom said they expressed those concerns in recent comments they filed with the USTR.
Starting with South Africa, it's very difficult to ship pork variety meats in there from the U.S., and there's also a lot of non-science-based restrictions around pork muscle cuts. In addition, the third item is there's no access for processed pork products into South Africa. You look at Nigeria, the situation is even worse. Nigeria is completely closed to fresh and frozen U.S. red meat, beef, and pork. We currently only have access into Nigeria for U.S. pork processed meats, sausages in particular.
Hallstrom said the U.S. MEF also filed comments regarding access under the Caribbean Basin Initiative.
Jamaica being the primary example on the pork side, which for decades has maintained an unjustified ban on U.S. pork. And the U.S. pork industry and MEF as well has been working closely with Post for years to try to open this market. And so far, we haven't had a lot of success. So, you know, this is a good opportunity under the Caribbean Basin Initiative to finally make an impact here and really leverage Jamaica into following science and getting some access for U.S. pork products.
USTR will submit a report to Congress on the CBI by the end of this year. For more information, visit usmef.org. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.